just for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Today upon a bus I saw a lovely maid with golden hair. I envied her. She seemed so dear, and oh, I wished I were so fair. And suddenly she rose to leave. I saw her hobble down the aisle. She had one foot and wore a crutch. But as she passed, a smile. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 feet. The world is mine. And when I stopped to buy some sweets, the lad who served me had such charm. He seemed to radiate good cheer. His manner was so kind and warm. I said, it's nice to deal with you. Such courtesy I seldom find. He turned and said, oh, thank you, sir. And then I saw that he was blind. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 eyes, the world is mine. Then when walking down the street, I saw a child with eyes of blue. He stood and watched the others play. It seemed he knew not what to do. I stopped a moment. Then I said, why don't you join the others, dear? He looked ahead without a word. And then I knew he could not hear. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 ears. The world is mine. With feet to take me where I go, with eyes to see the sunset's glow, with ears to hear what I would know, I'm blessed indeed. The world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. That poem has spoken so deeply to me. We sometimes judge others and think they have everything when they have a problem, and yet they get along with their problem very well, and they don't even consider it a problem. The other day, our pianist, Mr. Dick Carroll, played a special number for us. He does every Sunday on our Bible for Today Baptist Church, which you can come to our house here in our house church, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey, or else you can turn on www.biblefortoday.org on our internet and click on and see our church services on Sunday morning at 10 and in the afternoon at 1:30, the Bible discussion, and Thursday nights at 8. Or you can just click on www.biblefortoday.org and you can see our past services. Mr. Carroll plays a special piano melody every Sunday that he's there, and he's there almost always unless it snows. Mr. Carroll's wife just died recently. I forget how long they were married, something like 58 years or something like that, I forget. And I was very touched by his memorial service he had for his wife. He said, some people think I lost my wife, but I didn't lose my wife. I know where she is. She's in heaven. I have not lost her. Sometimes when we have somebody die, we say, well, I lost a son or I lost a husband. And in a sense, we have great loss. But they're not lost if they know Jesus Christ. I wanted to tell you about this special number that he did, but before I do, let me read the scripture verse, Jeremiah 18:4, and let's see, it's going to be 3 and 4. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make. Isn't that interesting? And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again in another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make. Mr. Carroll played Have Thine Own Way, Lord. and as he played it, he went into the minor key. I never heard Have Thine Own Way played in the minor key before, but it came to me so strongly. Sometimes the will of God is in the minor key. I'm sure you've had sadness in your life, and yet you know Jesus is your Savior, and you're living for a moment or two or a year or so in the minor key, and yet you are in the will of God. I was so very touched by that minor key that afterwards I spoke to him, and I said, Mr. Carroll, I could hear your soul as you played in the minor key, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, have Thine Own Way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, have Thine Own Way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is Thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, have Thine Own Way. Hold all my being absolute sway. Fill with Thy Spirit till all shall see Christ only, always living in me. And as Dick Carroll played that song in the minor key as well as the major, different modulations, I could see Christ living in him. I had talked to his granddaughter a few days earlier, and I suppose that's why this song in the minor key meant so much to me and spoke to me. And I said, how is your grandpa? And she said, he's sad, but he's doing all right. So as he played in the minor, I could hear the sadness, but I could also hear his dedication and acceptance from the Lord, the death of his wife. Adelaide Pollard, or Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D, wrote those words. She lived from 1862 to 1934. And George Stebbins, who lived from 1846 to 1945, wrote the music. George Stebbins has written some beautiful music. I thought I'd read to you a little bit that I'm reading about Adelaide Pollard and her works here. And now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou art the potter, and we all are the work of Thy hand. That's Isaiah 64:8. I'm reading from 101 More Hymn Stories by Kenneth Osbeck, O-S-B-E-C-K. And I just thought I'd read this, and we could sort of understand a little bit Mr. Carroll and his work on the piano. It really doesn't matter what you do with the Lord. Just have your way with our lives. It doesn't matter what you do with us. That's what this author said. Just have your way with us. This simple expression prayed by an elderly woman at a prayer meeting one night was a source of inspiration that prompted the writing of this popular consecration hymn. It really doesn't matter what you do with us, Lord. Just have your way with our lives. She did this in 1902. From that time to the present, it has been an influential hymn in aiding individuals to examine and submit their lives to the Lordship of Christ. The author of this hymn, Adeline A. Pollard, was herself experiencing distress of soul during this time. It appears that it was a period in her life when she had been unsuccessful in raising funds to make a desired trip to Africa for missionary service. In this state of discouragement, she attended a little prayer meeting one night and was greatly impressed with the prayer of this elderly woman, who admitted the usual requests for blessings and things and simple petitioned God for an understanding of His will in her life. Upon returning home that evening, Miss Pollard meditated further on the story of the potter, found in Jeremiah 18:3-4, which I read to you before. Before retiring that evening, Adeline Pollard completed the writing of all four stanzas of this hymn as it is sung today. Adeline Addison Pollard was known as a remarkable saintly woman, but one who lived the life of a mystic. She was born on November 27, 1862, at Bloomfield, Iowa. She was named Sarah by her parents, but because of her later dislike for that name, she adopted the name Adelaide. I guess I've been calling her Adeline, but it's Adelaide. After an early training in elocution and physical culture, she moved to Chicago, Illinois during the 1880s and taught in several girls' schools. During this time, she became rather well known as an a Bible teacher. Couldn't get that word out. Later, she became involved in the evangelistic ministry of Alexander Dowie, assisting him in his healing services. She herself claimed to have been healed of diabetes in this manner. Still later, she became involved in the ministry of another evangelist named Sanford, who was emphasizing the imminent return of Christ. Miss Pollard desired to travel and minister in Africa, but when these plans failed to materialize, she spent several years teaching at a missionary training school in Nyack on the Hudson. She finally got to Africa for a short period just prior to World War I, and then spent most of the war years in Scotland. Following the war, she returned to America and continued to minister throughout New England, even though by now she was very frail and poor health. Miss Pollard wrote a number of other hymns, texts throughout her life, although no one knows exactly how many, since she never wanted any recognition for her accomplishments. Most of her writings were signed simply AAP. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, is the only hymn still in use today. The music for this text was supplied by George Cole Stebbins, one of the leading gospel musicians of this century. The hymn first appeared in 1907 in Stebbins' collections, Northfield Hymnals and Alexander Supplement. That same year it also appeared in two other popular hymnals, Ira Sankey's Hallowed Hymns, New and Old, and Sankey and Clement's Best Endeavored Hymns. In 1876, George Stebbins was invited by D.L. Moody to join him in his evangelistic endeavors. For the next 25 years, Stebbins was associated with Moody and Sankey and such other leading evangelists as George F. Pentecost and Major D.W. Whittle as a noted song leader, choir director, composer, and compiler of many gospel song collections. He has supplied the music for most popular gospel hymns as Saved by Grace, You Must Be Born Again, There Is a Green Hill Far Away, Jesus I Come, Take Time to Be Holy, Savior, Breathe an Evening Blessing, and many others. He has left an interesting autobiography of his life and times entitled Memoirs and Reminiscence, published in 1942. George C. Stebbins lived a fruitful life for God to the age of 91, passing away on October 6, 1945 at Catskills, New York. Such an interesting story. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still.
You have been listening to Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforttoday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care. Are you?